Hey, welcome to Beyond the Couch. I'm Dr. Christine Jehu, a coffee-obsessed, licensed psychologist and coach. In this podcast, we take conversations beyond the couch of a therapy room to explore all things high performance, personal growth, and mental health. And we do it all without the psychobabble. An important note, while I am a psychologist and we do talk about mental health here, this show is not mental health treatment and it's not intended as a substitute for mental health treatment. You'll find resources for how to find a therapist and crisis numbers in the show notes should you need them. All right, let's get into it. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Couch. Excited to be here today. I am hoping that my voice holds out because I've been coughing a lot with this weather going up and down. It's cold, then it's warm, then it's cold, then it's warm. And I don't normally take medications, but I popped an allergy pill this morning. So we'll see how this holds up. I will do my best to pause and come back if I start to have a coughing fit. But anyhow, I am feeling both salty and excited today. Salty because of the results of the Super Bowl. That's all we'll say. That is all we'll say. I had my moment. We don't need to get into it. But excited because I am going to Nashville this weekend. And I lived in Memphis for 4 years when I was going to graduate school. And so I have driven through Nashville so many times, but have never actually stopped and experienced Nashville, stopped in and experienced Nashville. So this is going to be really exciting. We're, my colleague and I are going out for a sports psychology conference. This is one of my favorite conferences to go to because it's all of us do the exact same thing. Not the exact same thing. Our roles can be slightly different, but we're all in this area of sports psychology, collegiate sports psychology. So it's just a really fun, laid back, chill, you know, we're all showing up in joggers and hoodies and it's just really, really relaxed. We're going to an NHL game. We're going to see the women's national team play. It's super fun. We do a lot of business, but we have breaks in the middle of the day to just play and connect and do sport things, which is really, really freaking cool. The other thing that is exciting, and I will say there's a little bit of trepidation. I don't want to say terrified because terrified isn't the word, but my training plan starts for 29/29 for the event that I'm doing this year. And the first day is Monday when I'll still be at the conference. So I was looking at the calendar today, at the agenda, seeing where are the breaks in the day and is it feasible? How am I going to make it work to get that first workout in? It feels really important to start on the day and start the training plan strong. If you've been around a while, you know 29/29 is an Everesting challenge. There are some episodes back a little bit. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Let me make a note and I'll drop those in the show notes, episodes so that you can hear a little bit more about what 29/29 is. But one of the things that I have been contemplating, and I'm curious if you would be interested in this, is hearing periodic updates as I'm going through the training, whether that's once a month, I drop a bonus episode, or maybe I do it on a biweekly basis, drop a bonus episode just to talk about the behind the scenes and what's going on with the training plan, what's working for me, what's not. Part of my thought process in doing this is holding myself accountable. If I know I need to make a podcast episode, I'm more likely to actually go all in on the training plan. I will say I'm feeling much different about how I'm approaching training this year. I'm actually excited for the training. Last year, I was in a bit of survival mode and locked in, but not in the way that I'm feeling now. I think having gone to the event, I have a better understanding of what it is and what it takes. So yeah, just let me know, drop me a DM on Instagram if you are interested in hearing a little bit more of that. It's not going to take the place of the daily, or not the daily, the weekly episodes. But if you'd be interested in having some bonus content around that, let me know, and let me know what questions you have, because that would be cool to be able to address those in those episodes. And you know, that is going to segue really nicely into the conversation for today. The title of the episode is Greatness Isn't Achieved in Isolation. And this is something that I put on an Instagram story last week, maybe. Y'all, I don't know. Time is weird right now. There's been a lot happening in a very short amount of time. And so I don't even know. It could have been 3 days ago that I put this on Instagram. But it's this greatness, it absolutely doesn't. It's not achieved. It's not possible to achieve it in isolation. And the post that this went up on, if you follow along on Instagram, you know that I have been doing a daily move challenge with some friends. It started, some of my friends from 29029 last year were doing these daily moves. I don't even know how they started it, but carried it on. And it's been really fun. We have this crew. I don't know. It's like 12 or 15 of us who are all over the country. Some of us have met in real life. Some of us haven't. Some we're bringing other people into the group, and literally all we do is there's a move for the week. You do the move from Sunday until Saturday, the same movement for 1 minute. You can count the reps. You can do consistency, you know, whatever it is. It's not a competition. It's this encouragement and community that is built around a single move out of the week and for 1 minute. And it just made me think how incredible it is, one, that these people are coming into my life in such a powerful way and in such a supportive way that some of us have never actually had a conversation aside from tagging each other in these Instagram stories and maybe sending a couple of additional encouraging messages to one another or reposting and putting a message on it, you know, and just how much support and accountability is there. And it made me, I have been reflecting a lot on who is in my crew, right? There's a lot of things that are shifting in my life right now. There is a releasing of some relationships, a gaining of others, and it has been really impactful recognizing who and what's leaving and who and what's entering, whether it's people in my day-to-day real life or folks on Instagram that I'm literally doing a 1 minute movement with. So, so powerful. And I want to pose some questions for you. You know, we hear often that we are the sum of the seven people who are closest to us, right? The seven people who kind of have the most influence on our life. They're the ones who we're speaking with on a regular basis. Maybe they're the ones that we're surrounded by simply by proximity. So think about your coworkers. Sometimes we spend more time with our coworkers than we do our family members, our chosen family members, our partners even. And then who are these people that you're living with? Who are the people that you're raising, right? All of these people around us have influence on us. They truly influence our energy fields. That's something I'm so fascinated by and really curious to learn more about how we're truly from. Sorry, I have to cough. Woo, okay, that wasn't a break for you, but it definitely was a break for me. So what was I saying? The energy field, right? Like the true energy that we give off and how it connects with those around us, that's part of this. But also when we think about the values and the behaviors and the energy, motivation, intensity, all of that, of the people who are around us, impact us so much. And again, it could be these people who maybe you're not even sharing physical space with, right? I think about my 1 minute fitness crew on Instagram and how the impact on me when I open up Instagram and maybe I took a rest day or maybe I like drank too much the night before and I wasn't going to do a workout. Let's just be real, y'all. that when I see all those notifications that pop up in my inbox of all these people who've been tagging me and how I go on or not go on social media on the days that I did or didn't do the daily move or didn't work out and it wasn't a planned rest day, that has influence, right? And that's accountability. The number of times that I have been pushing the clock in the morning and I get my workout in and I'm like, I have got to go and just get moving on the day, right? I got to get my lunch together, make the coffee, all of that, get a shower, get ready. And it's so easy to say, no, I'm not going to do the 1 minute. And then I remember these 12 people who are all tagging me in their posts because they found the 1 minute, literally 1 minute, 1 minute. I probably waste an extra minute sitting on the toilet in the morning, scrolling on Instagram. I could be doing the move. So I'm just very acutely, is that the word I want to use? I'm just very aware of the impact that others are having on my life right now, and so much so in that positive direction. The conversations I've been having lately around goals, right? What are the goals for my life? What am I seeing for my career? What do the next 5-10 years look like? And recognizing some resurgence of energy and things that I once thought were possible that I had put on the back burner are resurfacing again. It's like literally it's mind-blowing how a shift of just a few individuals in that sphere of influence, in that crew, as I'm calling it, is making such a profound impact and difference in my life. It's not changing me, right? All of these elements that are coming forward have been in me all along, right? And they're in you, but there's so much power in who is surrounding us, right? And the conversations and the things that they bring into our lives from a positive perspective, it also, right, when we're bringing in those people who are supportive, who are holding us accountable, who are challenging us in a supportive way, right, not in being an asshole kind of way, but saying like, hey, that dream on your heart, when was the last time you took action on it? When was the last time you put pen to paper and put thoughts down? What are you doing, right? What are you doing in alignment with those goals? What are those goals? The more we're having those conversations, we can see the contrasting conversations, experience, and energy with other people in our lives, right? Maybe some of those where we could benefit from shifting away, right? Moving some folks into a less influential sphere of our life. And, you know, and it's not like we're throwing shade or doing anything shitty in making those adjustments, but it's an alignment in connection with who you are, what your dreams and goals are, right? When we talk about that victor's mindset, that's what this is. Victors aren't bringing in all of these random ass people who are not adding anything beneficial into their life. You know, and I think about that victor's mindset, there's almost a ruthlessness, again, not in a really negative and hurtful type of way, but a ruthlessness in those boundaries and saying, here's my inner circle. Here's that the inner layers of who and what I am. And these are the people who are welcome there. And these energies and this type of approach to the world may not have a space here. Right. So I want us to get really clear on that. I'm just looking at my notes here. I put down this question. What is in your soul that isn't coming out with your current crew? A couple episodes ago when I gave you some questions to, the Finding the Thread episode, I want to say, it's 110, but we can double check. The finding the thread, one of the questions was, look at, I've got them right here. What am I talking about? Yes. Episode 110, the January reflections. What gets me excited at a soul level? If you answered that question, what gets me excited at a soul level? And then you think about your current sphere of influence, your current crew. Can those things that bring you excitement, those things that light your soul up, are those coming out? Do they have a space with your current crew? With those people in your support system, in that inner circle? If not, we need to evaluate. One of the ways that you're going to know you have the right people around you, and you know, I very rarely use this right and wrong language, but a way to know that you have the people around you who are going to be those folks that help you achieve greatness, the folks who deserve a place in that inner circle, are the ones who you can do the things with or talk about the things that light your soul up. They are the ones that are going to lean in and they're going to say, tell me more. They're the ones who are going to go about their day. And when they see things or meet people who are in alignment with what sets your soul on fire, they're going to make those connections. Okay, so really think about that. Dig into that question of what lights you up on a soul level. And let's make sure that the people in our crew get it. They respect it. Listen, I'm getting myself fired up. I want to like pause and do some journaling right now. Okay, so speaking of journaling, I have some questions. And yes, I will drop them in the show notes so you can more easily access them. And again, journal these, spend some time with it, dig in. And I think these questions and this topic is really, it's really vulnerable. And the more you can allow yourself to be real and raw in your reflections about your people, the more this is going to help you. And yeah, you may realize, hey, there are some people that I need to create some distance from. And that's okay, because we're not going to do it in an asshole way, right? We don't play that way around here. But we can start taking aligned action towards our greatness by starting to shift these people and this crew and who we're allowing into the deeper parts of us. Okay, so here are the questions. Who do you spend the most time with? I just want you to write down their names. Who do you spend the most time with? Maybe write down their names and the role that they play in your life. You could also include, when do you typically see them and for how much time? You know, get as detailed in this as possible. Because it's interesting, you might find that in a certain time of the week or a certain domain of your life, you have more people, or you're spending more time with people in one domain and not the other. Okay, so who do you spend the most time with? And then I want you to think about, how do you feel when you're with them? How do you feel before you spend time with them? How do you feel after you spend time with them? And how do you feel when they reach out to you, right? When that communication touch point has been made. Spend time digging into that with each of the people that you listed in that first question, right? We want to get a deep understanding of the impact, the emotional impact that all of these people are having on our life. Okay. All of the reflections on how do we feel? What is each individual adding to your life? What are they adding to your life? Whether it's logistical, emotional, financial, material, right? Like, what are all of the things, all of the ways in which they are adding to your life? And then, yes or no, do they supportively challenge you? And if so, what does that look like? If not, is this a person that you would be willing to receive supportive challenge from? That's important to know, because I believe that these people who are in our inner circle, who are closest to us, who are in our crew, we need to be open to receiving supportive challenge from them. And that's also something really important that these people can do for us. Okay. Okay. So here's some good ones. The next questions: do these individuals hold you back? And if so, in what ways? Are they making fun of you? Are they questioning you? Right? What are some of the ways that they are detracting or taking away from your life experience? This doesn't mean that if there's, you know, three or more things here that we're like, meh, get them out, right? We're not all perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. We're all going to do things that annoy the shit out of the closest people to us. But if it is coming off in a way that is making us doubt ourselves, which is making us hold any part of ourselves back, we need to pay attention to that, right? And that to me is a big question mark of what role does this person have in my life? What space are they taking up? And do they have space in this inner circle anymore? And what are the values of these individuals? And how do they align with yours? I don't think we have to have true equal alignment on our values, all of our values. But I think it's important to understand what the values are of these individuals. How do you have alignment? Do they respect your values, right? Again, it doesn't have to be a complete alignment that you have all the same top three values. But is there respect there, right? Is there respect for your values and vice versa? So those are the things I want you to think about and unpack. And there is no little flow chart that lets you know, okay, if this and that and blah, blah, or two or three on this area. I just want you to spend that time in evaluation and step back and reflect. What is this data telling you? What are these journals, prompts, and responses tugging you towards, right? You're going to have an inner knowing as you're unpacking this. Okay, we have to pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Maybe you have some extra space where you're journaling and asking yourself, what is that inner knowing telling me? Because then you're going to know what the next best step is for you. I can't give you that because I don't know the answers to your questions. I don't know your people. I don't know the ways in which this unfolds. But these questions are going to guide you to help you get there. Okay, and then I also want you to think about building out your team, building out your crew, elevating that inner circle. What's missing there, right? From the people you have, and maybe you've got, you know, you start highlighting people where you're like, yes, these are my people. I want you to look at what are the strengths that are there? What are these people bringing to the table? And then what's missing? What's missing in terms of the support and I want to say resources, but that I don't want y'all to hear me say like build your team out so that you can use them, right? But we all know that we have weaknesses in areas. And when we're building out our support team, we're filling in some of those gaps, right? We might have sort of this side by side, I'm like making circles with my fist, side by side groups, because I'm thinking about also building out that professional inner circle, right? So if you have any medical things going on, you're going to have your healthcare professionals. You might have a therapist. Hopefully you have a therapist. Maybe you have a life coach. Maybe you have a personal trainer, right? There are some of these people who we're hiring them, we're paying them to be in that inner circle, but we also need to trust them. They also need to be high quality people that's bringing something to our life and to our experience that can be in complement, right? So sometimes we're not going to be able to fill all of those needs within our personal circle. And so we can build that out in the professional sense, right? So what is missing? And being honest about your areas of weakness so that you're building, again, that support network that can help elevate you and support you in getting to where you want to go. And what people and what roles are needed, okay? If you're recognizing, hey, I don't have somebody who I know is going to 100% of the time supportively challenge me. Maybe you have a lot of people who bring a lot of skill sets, a lot of love and support, but maybe they're not challenging you. So that could be, let's go have some conversations with some of those people, the people who you would trust to start challenging you, and start to see if some of those roles can shift. And what does that look like for you and within those dynamics? Okay, that's really what I've got. I'm so deep in thinking about my people right now and thinking about next phases of life, doing a lot of stepping back and reflection and healing, a lot of healing still, and realizing that as I have been reflecting, doing a gratitude reflection in the morning each day when I journal, the majority of the reflections lately have had a person in them, And so it's had me really thinking deeply on who is in my life, who do I need in my life, who do I want in my life, what are these folks adding, and what's still missing, and being willing to go ask for what I need and fill in the gaps of my support and my circle so that I can go be fucking great, because greatness isn't achieved in isolation. We need one another. We need those support systems. So I hope that you will spend some time in reflection on these questions, because as I always tell the athletes that I work with, the shit works if you work it. So you've got to lean into the process. Take your life seriously. Take greatness seriously. It doesn't just come. We have to work for it. And it is a daily, hourly commitment to work for it. And part of working for it is making sure we're surrounded by good people who challenge us to be great on the daily. Okay, my friend, I love you. I'm so thankful that you're here, and we will talk soon. Thank you so much for listening in today. Will you do me a favor to help spread the word about the podcast? Take a quick screenshot of the episode and drop it in your Instagram story, sharing one of your biggest takeaways from today. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. We'll talk soon.